Hard and Strong right here at Rosie on the House, talking outdoor lighting, outdoor landscaping, outdoor beautification. We have several callers here on hold. Let's see if we can jump to them. We have Mary Lou calling from Tucson. She actually wants to address an issue on the inside of her home. Let's take it real quick. Miss Mary Lou, welcome to Rosie on the House.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about some lighting, track lighting that I got for our bathroom. Our bathroom is about 10 feet by 18, and the ceiling, up to the ceiling height, is about 9 foot.
Okay.
And I got halogen light that has 6 lights on it, and they were 50 watt, and they are so bright and glary, getting wattage that's less. Would that help?
Yes, it would. They're probably low voltage lamps.
Bulbs.
Yeah, well, they're probably low voltage lamps, and the transformer is built into the track lighting itself. Here's my suggestion to you. You can always downsize the lamp to like a 20 watt or whatever you wanted to, but then you lose control. You lose the flexibility. It's very easy to install a dimming switch onto those lights, and then you have complete control of your light level. You can tone it down at night when you're not getting yourself together. You can crank it up if you're getting ready for a party or whatever you need to do, taking a shower. But providing a dimmer switch on that bank of lights is always the better way to go, because then it gives you a lot more flexibility and control.
Too much light in a bathroom isn't a call or complaint I get very often.
Not really.
Everybody wants more light, more light, more light. That's for sure. Okay, listen, can I divert here just for a minute? I want to talk about the Arizona staycation that we do here at Rosie on the House.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation.
This is a feature that we do to encourage. It's one we started back when the economy was sliding into this recession some would call going over the abyss. and we encourage people, look, stay local. Shop Arizona. We can pull Arizona's economy back just by focusing on staying in Arizona. So we started the Arizona Rosie on the House staycation. We got it sponsored by Sanderson Ford. That always allows you to go to their test drive lot and pull any vehicle you want off that lot and go to anywhere you want in Arizona. You let us know when you want to go. You let us know where you want to go, and then Jennifer works with our friends at Arizona Highways and Arizona Office of Tourism, and we get your lodging for free, and we give you a gas card. So you get to customize your own Arizona staycation. Well, boy, I found one I want to jump on right now. The Arizona Biltmore this year, one of my favorite places, and I love the dining room, right? The Arizona Biltmore, just a beautiful, charming, historic hotel in Phoenix. If you book this year in the month of your birthday, they're going to give you one night free. So you book two nights, you're only going to pay for one. You can find that deal at arizonabiltmore.com. The code for that is B-Day, B-Day. Contact them and take a look at that. That sounded like a particularly intriguing little invitation that I think there'll be an opportunity for us to be there in August or September.
Is that like you say this year? What if for the rest of us who already had a birthday this year?
I think you're too.
Is it a full 360 from the day I learned about it?
I'm thinking too much into it.
I think you better call them and find out. Hey, I want to congratulate the Prescott Area Art Trust. They finally have finished their fundraising campaign to cast
Gentle Tamer,
Bob Bozbell's sculpture, the Gentle Tamer, that's a testament to his ancestors and the role that women played in settling Arizona. So that's going to be cast and in place shortly. So congratulations to the Bronze Smith and the Prescott Area Art Trust. How about our most recent winner of the staycation? What a nice guy.
He really is. That would be Mr. Rubin. And he has an anniversary coming up, 49th
anniversary. How cool is that?
In September. So he would like to take a staycation. And he's heard before that we sent someone on the train. So that's what we're working on for him, is to get him a ride with his little bride on the train.
So he takes his little Sanderson Ford from here to Williams. Hey, it's your 49th anniversary. Take a convertible Mustang.
right? There you go.
Huh? And then you get on the train ride. You get to stay at the South Rim, and you train ride back. It is a very nice Arizona
staycation.
It's a good
deal. There's meals included. It's really a good deal.
So congratulations, Ruben. We love playing a part of your 49th anniversary. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate all of you. You register for the Sanderson Ford Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com.
Nick in Tucson, welcome to the program. We have also a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. If you've got that burning question that's been eating at you all week, now's a great time to get on and see if you can get in touch with Rosie or Mr. Roger Ramsey regarding outdoor lighting. But you're also a specialist in many other areas.
Yeah,
sound.
Sound. We've got a great sound system.
I want to hear more about
features.
It. We'll dive into that right after Nick. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I need to resurface the asphalt in my driveway. And there's a lot of people stopping by, which I will not use. One says a rubberized coating, another says something else. Do you have any recommendation on what is the best for Arizona?
You know what, Nick? This asphalt driveway is what we're dealing with?
Yeah.
And it's been down how long?
Oh, maybe 8 years.
Okay, relatively new, really.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how many surface area square feet it is?
Oh, I think around 4,000.
About 4,000. I can just tell you historically, asphalt in Arizona for residential applications is a hard product to manage because none of the asphalt companies like to operate on that small a surface. They like a football stadium parking lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They like to redo Highway 93 to Sonoida, you know. And
right.
it's tough to find these asphalt guys that'll come in and just spot treat a 4,000 square foot driveway. I'm not an expert on asphalt surface products, so I'm gonna have to do a little research for you and get back in touch with you. I can tell you, dollar for dollar, given the maintenance overall, Nick, I have to be honest with you. If it was my house, I'd tear out the asphalt. And I'd put in interlocking pavers by Belgard. I mean, that's Rosie talking. It's done. It's done forever. I wouldn't do it with concrete. I mean, I'm a concrete guy. I broke into the construction trades as a concrete guy. I love doing concrete. I mean, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the summer. You got these big floodlights on the slab you're going to pour. The truck comes in, backs up. You got a bunch of guys just firing up, drinking their coffee, and they're getting ready. And the mud just is flowing, and you've got the tamps going and the screeds. And, I mean, about 9 o'clock in the morning, you can look at 60, 70, 80 yards of mud down, polished off, troweled off, and I mean, you've got something done.
And if you're lucky, that's the end of your day.
And, you know, and then you got these trim carpenters that, oh, I put up a shelving cleat today. Oh, I cased 3 outside doors. God bless them. I never had the patience for that, man. Give me the mud truck. Give me the mud down. Give me the screed. Give me the concrete boots and the gloves, and let's get something done. Said that, I don't know that I'm ever going to pour concrete again a day in my life.
For a driveway.
I know I will never pour a concrete driveway. I will never pour a concrete sidewalk, and I will never pour a concrete patio.
You don't get the aesthetic effect that you do from the interlocking pavers.
And the interlocking paver never cracks.
Yep. It's flexible pavement.
It's flexible.
You get a water leak underneath the main. You don't have to re-pour that concrete and have this discolored concrete.
The one thing about pavers that I was kind of hesitant to is the darker colors tend to get very hot. Well, now they've got the lighter colors now that are running much cooler to your feet. And my backyard faces due west, so I have to be very careful not to create a heat sink there against the glass that's all facing underneath the patio out back. So I'll tell you, Nick, if I was you, I'd really, really contemplate the pavers. I really would. But We're going to do some homework for you and try and find you the right product for resurfacing your asphalt in Tucson. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
Outdoor sound system.
That's yes.
Yes. So we've got this new outdoor sound system. It's a subwoofer and 8 satellites, and it produces the most incredible sound you've ever heard outdoors. And the way you work this is you don't put the speakers right at your patio level. You go out into the landscape. They're made out of lighting fixtures, so they integrate seamlessly into the landscape, and you aim them back into your use of space.
Your neighbors really like that system a lot better.
They do, because the sound is being redirected back towards your use of space. You're not throwing the sound over the retaining wall into the neighbor's yard.
We tell people all the time with outdoor sound systems, the biggest mistake people make is they snake a wire out the back family room wall through the bird blocking, and then they run the wires up along where the rafters tie into the stucco wall, and they hang the speakers right there.
They've got, either got the in ceiling speakers, or they've got the speakers mounted to structure, and they're aimed right where you're talking to someone, right where you're having a conversation. These speakers seamlessly integrate into the landscape, and they're like narrow floods, if you want to use a lighting analogy. They aim the sound back into where you're using the space. So it's just incredible. And since there's 8 satellites, you're getting hit from all sides. It has this sphere feeling, like you're inside of this sphere of sound.
8 different volume controls?
No, 8 satellites.
It's a master amplifier?
Yes. There's the amplifier's inside, typically inside the house.
Okay.
It's an outdoor feed, a four-channel feed.
Okay.
Left channel, right channel. And just the sound quality that you get, you have to hear to believe.
What's the brand name of this unit?
It's called Sonescape.
And you talked about Ewing and 15 locations, another one in Prescott Valley, 2 more in Tucson.
Yes,
17.
Sir.
Can I walk in any one of these and hear this?
Yes, you can. Well, not all of them. Usually what I do is I come out and I demo the product with the landscape contractor to sell the product, because I'm a true believer that you have to hear the sound quality in order to see the value in purchasing the product.
We'll come back with a little bit more in our final segment of Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.